Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of September 2025. Fall is upon us, the temperatures are getting a little cooler, and we have campers that have been coming to Camp Courageous for decades. It's a wonderful time of the year. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. This past week, the theme has been Game On. Lots of fun activities highlights included field games, encouraging teamwork and movement, and fast-paced rounds of laser tag, and much, much more. It was a great week. The weather was wonderful, but lots and lots of fun activities here at camp. The camp's travel program have been extremely busy. They had a fishing trip down to Lake McBride, had a beautiful day for that. And currently they're up at Mall America. And as anyone knows, there's a million things to do at Mall America. So they're having a great time up there right now. This weekend is a respite care weekend. It's a time in which families with a disabled family member can come out on Friday night, leave off their loved one, and come back on Sunday and pick them up. The camper has a tremendous time with great staff, and the parents can feel pretty relaxed that their child is in good hands. Camp Courageous continues to be hiring counselors, program coordinators, activity specialists, interns, and of course volunteers the year-round. So we are a year-round facility. We're always looking for wonderful staff. So if you know somebody that might be interested, please give us a phone call. A big, huge thank you to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints throughout Eastern Iowa. They came out last Saturday and had a volunteer day. Wow, talk about a wonderful group of young people. There is about 100 or more in numbers, and they got a ton of work done throughout the camp, cleaning up things. Big thank you to them. Just really impressed me, the dedication and the love for the work here at Camp Courageous they had. Right around the corner is our waffle breakfast and open house. It'll be Sunday, September 28th from 8 a.m. to noon. Fresh made to order Belgian waffles, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, all kinds of toppings. There'll be strawberries, blueberries, whipped toppings, maple, and chocolate syrup. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Once again, that's Sunday, the last Sunday of September each year from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We look forward to seeing you out here at camp. A big reminder that our Manchester garage sale is going strong, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., on Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Camp Courageous currently has a need for a volunteer driver for a straight truck. One is required to have a basic CDL, and it's oftentimes when Camp Courageous can use this truck to go out and pick up things. A big thank you to Jeannie Collins. Dr. Collins is a dentist in Cedar Rapids at No Ridge Dental. For years, they have professionally whitened teeth at a discounted fee, and 100% of the proceeds are split between Camp Courageous and Smiles for Life Foundation, who provide free dental services for seriously ill and underprivileged children. This wonderful program has touched the lives of many in need and raised thousands of dollars for Camp Courageous. We cannot thank Dr. Collins and her team enough for the wonderful work they do, and also for all the great patients that come in and have this process done, benefiting Camp Courageous and Smiles for Life Foundation. One is never too old to collect items for Camp Courageous. 99-year-old Betty Artis from Dubuque has been involved with camp for probably half her life. She has recently collected can tabs, card fronts, and puzzles for the camp. Always great to head to Dubuque and see Betty Artis. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis, who recently donated a beautiful red sleigh that can be to bring like Santa to Camp Courageous. Her and her late husband, Dr. Robert Dennis, had purchased this, and when she learned of our need for a sleigh for Santa, she right away was there to donate it. Many of you remember last year, Mike Dietmeyer and Weber Stone brought Santa in on a helicopter because we had no snow. Now we have a sleigh for Santa, and it'll be perfect for landing on the roofs here at Camp Courageous or coming down the road with the wheels. Big thank you to Eloise, that is a great supporter of the camp. We have the Unstabled Mustangs, the car club, coming out to camp here on Saturday. Hundreds of folks, and we're looking forward to entertaining them. And we appreciate all they do for Cruising for Camp Courageous and the help that they give us throughout the year. Our need of the week are lifeguard whistles. We could use lifeguards also. So if anybody has that background, you can get a hold of us here at camp. We're also looking for Apple AirTags. These AirTags, there's a lot of campers that come with various devices that they need, and we would attach these AirTags so we always know where that device is. And also Ziploc bags of all sizes are needed here at Camp Courageous. Some dear friends that passed away this last week include Marilyn Munt from DeWitt, Iowa, a longtime wonderful supporter of Camp Courageous. Also, Dolores Dirks. Her whole family has been involved with camp for decades from the Clinton area, also passed away. Our sympathy goes out to their families. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.
Make plans to attend the annual Camp Courageous Waffle Breakfast and Open House, Sunday, September 28th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Camp Courageous Main Lodge. Enjoy made-to-order Belgian waffles and pork sausage and tour this unique facility. Train rides, live music, zip line rides, and more. See you for the Waffle Breakfast and Open House, Sunday, September 28th at Camp Courageous near Monticello, Iowa. CampCourageous.org.